Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges. I'm Ryan, and I'm your host. Many of you have been following Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges since we started. It's been about 2.5 months now, but some of you, since this is the new year, are probably new to us. Welcome. These challenges are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. And so if you've never explored that idea before of following Jesus, then I'd encourage you to take our Christianity 101 course. You'll find it through Redeem the Commute as well, and it's a great way to get introduced to the basic concepts that we build on here. The idea is that we're more than an app, but we're a community of people all learning to apply Jesus' teachings to our lives together. So we hope you won't just do this alone, but that you'll join us in these daily challenges. It sets up a rhythm for the week. A new idea Monday, diving into the Bible Tuesday, spending Wednesday considering how the Bible changes us, Thursday applying it to our lives, and Friday spending some time reflecting and in prayer and worship. Saturday's a day for rest, then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. We're starting a new Christian community in Ajax. And I'd love if you contact me for more information on how we're doing that, because we hope it'll come out of people using this content, meeting together as groups, and then coming together in about a year. For our first few months together as a community, we've been looking at Jesus' teachings called the Sermon on the Mount. They come from the book of Matthew, and his sermon began with blessed sayings. He'd say things like, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the meek. And we've been looking at these sayings one by one through our initial weeks together as a community. That's what we're continuing to look at this week. We hope that you'll join us for these daily challenges and participate in our online discussion, or maybe grab some people to join you in a group. Well, today's Monday, and so we're looking at a new idea, and it has to do with peace. Like many of you, I saw the movie Lincoln over my Christmas holidays, and I was amazed to learn so much about that period of history, what Abraham Lincoln was able to do. Many people would say he was a peacemaker. He managed to broker peace between many enemies, political and in terms of wartime enemies. In a civil war, he managed to bring together the North and the South. He managed to bring reconciliation and peace, a little bit of it anyway, for his time, between races. Now, in that movie, I certainly saw he managed to do it through some sneaky methods. And I don't want to give away any spoilers. You have to see the movie yourselves. But I loved watching how he did it, how he managed to find peace. He did it through patience, through self-deprecating humor, making fun of himself. He did it through diversion, through storytelling, and a conviction about what was right. Something we could use a lot more of these days. Well, we're going to pause here with just the idea of peacemaking that we're going to explore in more depth tomorrow. But for now, I have a question for you to consider. When you envision a peacemaker, what do you see? A friend or family member, maybe? Or a soldier, a peacemaker, or someone else? Make a list of people in your life who are peacemakers, or simply people you can think of who are peacemakers. That'd be something easy to do that you could share with others, maybe somebody you know who could redeem their commute as well. I'll see you tomorrow.